Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is author, pastor, and host of Discovering the Ancient Paths on the PTL Network, Mark Biltz. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Jim and Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we are excited to have you here with us. Yes. It is a blessed day. As you can tell, we have Jacqueline Baker here with us too. Jim Baker,
yes.
We have missed you.
Yes, Dad.
My beautiful granddaughter.
That's right.
You have been missed. We love you. A lot of people are praying for you. And we get to visit with you privately, but a lot of our partners and friends keep asking, where's Jim Baker? And here you are, you're back.
Right.
And you two boys have faithfully come to see me and encourage me and help me. And where did you go?
She picked the snacks.
She took off.
Oh, boy, she picked the snack over us.
That's right. You know, I want to start today off.
You had a new baby.
I was going to say, so with some exciting
news. I didn't even introduce
him. I know.
That's right. We had a sweet little baby girl. So I have Jacqueline Bell Baker, which you guys just saw. We have Luke Orson Baker, which is named after you, James Orson Baker. And we have a wonderful baby girl named Evangeline Jean Baker. She is absolutely wonderful. You know, I think it's important. Acts 2:17 through 2:21 says this, and it will be in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all people. And then your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. I will even pour out my spirit on my servants in those days, both men and women, and they will prophesy.
Amen.
I will display wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, and blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. This is my favorite part. Listen to this, believer. It says, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, believer.
Amen.
That's you. You're that everyone. Amen. It is wild. Dad, are we seeing signs in the heavens or are we?
We are in the end times.
Yeah. Amen. I truly believe that.
This is the closest we've ever been.
That's right. It is. You know, the PTL Television Network is dedicated to bringing you the unfiltered, uncensored fullness of the gospel.
Yes.
That is why we do what we do. It is vital for you to support the PTL Television Network because we are able to bring people like Mark Biltz. And we don't say, hey, Mark, you can come here and you can give 99% of your message. No, we want 100%
Amen.
Of what the Lord is telling his prophets.
Amen.
And Pastor Jim, Dad, I want to tell you, thank you, because you have been a faithful watchman on the wall, even through ridicule, even through pain, even through agencies of the government coming and saying, hey, you can't preach what you preach. You said, no, the Lord gave me a word and I will stay faithful to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say thank you and honor you for that.
Thank you.
Mark Biltz is one of your friends. You love Mark.
Mark, are you there? Mark?
Oh, Jim, I am so glad to see you. Oh my goodness, I love you so much. Your program is so great, and you are such a wonderful man of God.
Amen.
Well, it is so good to be back, and it's so good to be back with Mark Biltz.
Yes.
And Mark is full of vim and vigor.
Yes, he is. And for those who may not know, I would be surprised if there was a world where someone didn't know who Mark Biltz was at this point. But Mark Biltz is the founder and pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State. He's also a well-known and popular commentator of the Feast of the Lord and the importance of the connection between Judaism and Christianity. Mark is the author of Blood Moons, Decoding the Imminent Heavenly Signs, and Decoding the Prophet Jeremiah. And his new book, which we are going to talk about today, America at War, 2024 through 2026.
Whoa.
Now, Dad, if that doesn't sound like the times we're living in right now, America at War, the year we're living in, 2024 to 2026.
Mark, you believe that war is just around the corner. Back to, I think we're at war already.
Oh, yes, absolutely. What's amazing, Jim, is that I like to deal with math, science, the Bible, and facts and patterns. I don't want to just prophesy something out of my own heart. I want to stick with the Bible and with facts. Solar eclipses. According to NASA, over 5,000 years, there's been 12,000 solar eclipses. But since the United States has become a nation in 1776, there's only been 8 total solar eclipses that have completely crossed our border, east to west, north to south. And guess what? They happened in the 1700s during the Revolutionary War. They happened in the 1800s during the Civil War. They happened in the 1900s during the Vietnam War. And now here we are in the 2000s, and we had the one 7 years ago, and now this one is intersecting it, going from the south up through the north. And I believe this forms like an X, which is in Hebrew means God's signature. And I really believe war is coming this year to the United States in many ways.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, you can turn on the news. You don't have to be a mathematician, a scientist to simply turn on your favorite news broadcaster and see that we are truly at war. Dad, we have seen America fall away from Christianity at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask Mark, is America even a Christian nation anymore?
No, I do not think so. Now, I live up in Washington State, the darkest corner. There's just a news article that came out that our state is the least church of all the states. I mean, only like 10% of the people even go to church here in Washington. But in the other states, they may have the name of Christianity, but I wouldn't call America a Christian nation, especially when they're flooding it with all the illegal immigrants that are Islamic and from over 100 nations. We've even had tens of thousands of Chinese military-age single men coming here we've been letting in. So as far as the geographic territory, I definitely wouldn't say that America is a Christian nation anymore. But you know what, Jim? This is what the problem is, our standard as a Christian keeps changing. For example, you may remember the very first movie that had a cuss word in it. Gone with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind.
Remember Gone with the Wind? And all they said was, you know, I couldn't give a damn. Did you know that shocked the public?
Yeah,
that did.
Wow.
But now, look how many Christians will go watch a movie that is 100 times worse from that, and they're not shocked at all. So the standard of the church today is below standard of the world just 70 years ago. That means if the pattern continues 70 years from now, the church will be where the world is today.
Yes. Wow. And believer, I want to encourage you that this is the standard right here.
Yes.
The holy Amen. Word of God. If you don't stand fully on this, believer, I'll tell you that you are on a sandy foundation.
Yeah.
This is the rock we must plant both of our feet on and say, even if persecution comes, I will not back down from the fullness of
Amen.
The message that is the gospel Amen. Of Jesus yeah. Christ.
You know what's so important? I'm so glad you asked that question. That's a very important question that you just asked, because according to the Pew, the research center, 3 in 10 adults are leaving the church today.
3 out of 10.
They're not happy with the church. They're not comfortable with the church. We are watching Matthew 24 play out right before our eyes. You have warned this many, many, many years ago. And now in 2024, we are watching Matthew 24
Amen.
Play out right before our eyes. Yet the church is not waking up. Mm-hmm. We have warned you year after year, trying to warn you that this day will come. Yet people like Mark Biltz is in the heart of where America is headed.
That's right.
Liberal thinking, liberal. I'm not talking about outside of the church. I'm talking about the church itself has a problem with the cross.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we can't be ashamed of the gospel
and
of
Mark
Jesus Christ.
Mark has a most amazing.
Yes.
Message for yes. the world, for you today.
You know, he really does. This is a thing that we used to offer in Marcella. I am so yes. glad that we are able to do this again. It's called Antichrist, New Revelations by Mark yes. Biltz. I want you to watch this trailer for this, because this is truly life-changing. Watch this.
I believe it's very important that we understand the spirit of the Antichrist. So the spirit of Antichrist is the choice between assimilation or annihilation. Haman is the spirit of annihilation, and Antiochus is the spirit of assimilation, and they go hand in hand. The big test that is coming for believers is, how are we going to know the true prophet from the false prophet? They both claim to be speaking for God. They both perform signs and wonders. Let me expound a little why the next two elections are so critical. The problem today is the masses are happily living in their bubble, filling their free time, following the stupid tabloid and entertainment industry, numbing their minds from all the stress they have in the world, and they don't want to face reality. Through profiling the Antichrist, you will discover how not to be deceived. Technologically, we have arrived at the time when the possibility for world control is here. Now it is just putting the system into place and supplying a charismatic person to fill the position. I believe the Antichrist will appear as a messenger from heaven, not a messenger from hell. And I believe King Solomon shows us a pattern of total lawlessness, someone who appears righteous. He has totally fooled, I believe, the church for the last 2,000 years, even thinking, here's Solomon, he's so wise and he's so righteous, and yet he was the most lawless king in the Bible.
Wow.
Wow, Mark.
Yes.
This is four videos.
That's right, four DVDs.
Antichrist, New Revelations.
Yes.
This is special for Mark Biltz, and you can call right now and get it shipped immediately to your house.
That's right, Dad. We have them available. They've all been duplicated, ready to be shipped directly to your home. As Pastor Jim mentioned, it's four DVDs, four different parts of teaching. He goes into understanding the spirit of Antichrist, end time perspectives, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, avoiding deception, artificial intelligence, and the Antichrist, and so much more. This is available right now when you give a love gift donation to our ministry. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. That's for a $25 love gift to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. I also encourage you, order this, the Friends and Family Offer, where you can receive three of the DVD sets, and that's for a $50 donation to the ministry today. You can call that toll-free number on the screen.
Friends, if you are just tuning in, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. Any donation that you give goes to support the network broadcasting the gospel around the world.
Amen.
So we want to say thank you in advance for that. And we have a very special topic we're going to be talking about today. That is the eclipse with Mark Biltz. But we have a very, very special guest if you're just tuning in with us. And this is Pastor Jim Baker.
Yes.
Pastor Jim Baker.
I'm a guest now. Huh?
You're the host of this show. But people want to know, where has Jim Baker been? How is your health doing today?
Yes.
Well, I'm not back, and as you can see. My wife didn't want me to come back yet. I'll be honest with you. But I love you and my partners and my staff.
I know. Faithful team.
And I just had to be back.
Yes. Amen.
And we're glad you're back.
And can I tell you this, Mondo?
Please.
I feel like I have to come back to get back.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's a good word.
Come on.
That'll preach.
Do you understand it? You understand what I'm saying?
You know, 100%.
They say, my wife says, honey, you're not ready yet. You don't speak well, and you got this problem, that problem, and I can't walk.
Yeah.
I have to have a cane or a walker. But I had to come back.
Yes, yeah. Amen. That's right.
I had to come back because, first of all, I want to say hi and thank you for praying for me. And I'm really better than I was.
Yes.
You are. You're doing tremendously better. And if there was ever a time that the world needed a Jim Baker, it is 2024. Yes, and I know you, our faithful partners, know that as well.
But I had, the doctors told me this. I don't know. I'm not up to date on all of this kind of stuff.
Yes.
But I had three strokes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes. And TIAs, the mini strokes as well. That's right.
And so it affected my speech for a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have a speech therapist.
Yes, amen.
Teaching me how to read the Bible and
that's right.
talk and all. And I have a therapist to help me walk.
Yes,
a great physical
therapist. They had me walk up and down the hallway of my house, which is long.
Yeah,
it's a long hallway. Thank God we have a place to walk because I have not been outside. Today's the first day I've been outside since I had the strokes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been walking up and down the hallways to get strong again. And I just want your prayers. And I'm going to get strong as I get out. I want to get out, and I want to. I had to come back to the show.
Yes.
And I want to see your house because I know you're working on your house.
I'm building a home. That's right. He wants to come see it.
I want to see that.
He wants to make sure it's being built.
I was going to say, he wants to make sure it's not ugly. Yeah. That's what he wants to make sure. I'm not building an ugly house.
And one of the most fabulous things, I think, why I've been in bed, we decided to build the lake here.
That's right.
And so we started, it's marked out.
That's right. We got it marked out. We're working through the permits right now, and then we're going to move forward once those get approved. We're excited about that.
And we're going to dig a lake. This is the second time I've ever made a lake. I made a lake at Heritage, and it's still there.
That's right.
But that's about the only thing. But anyhow, we're going to start the lake. In fact, they started digging in it.
That's right. We started the process of marking everything out, getting the permits, everything you need to get one of those things figured out. Oh. And we're excited about that.
Yeah, life has changed a real lot since I started Morningside. When we started the Morningside, we didn't have to have a whole lot of permits.
That's right. You kind of just built as you went.
That's funny.
Now we have to have more permits to do anything we do. But we're going to build for the people. And the reason we're building a lake, can I say that?
Tell us, please, why?
We're building a lake for survival.
Amen.
Yes. We're putting fish in the lake.
That's right.
And you can go fishing and get your own fish.
Come on.
That's right. It's critical. You know, we are always ensuring that people have a proper way of getting water sources, food sources.
And they can, and it's, that is water from our spring.
A spring here
this
located
in used to
in
be
Morningside.
The spring that fed all the people of this area.
That's right.
And now it's been abandoned, but it still flows.
Yeah, it does. That's right. It's
and
still
so
actually
Mondo, people can... I'm going to run the spring right to the lake.
Yeah.
And people can bring a bucket down.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, it may sound stupid, but a bucket of water is going to save your life.
Wow.
Amen.
And it's very, very important. And so that's what we're, that's the way, and then we're stocking it with fish.
It will be stocked.
So people can catch their own fish, different varieties of fish. Won't that be fun?
I'm going to be down there fishing. You'll catch Mondo. I'm going to see him down there fishing as well. You know, you've had this time where the devil may think he is taking you out of the fight, but you've actually been relishing in the Holy Spirit, spending time in prayer constantly day in and day out. But the primary question we're getting from our partners is, where does Jim Baker think we are on the prophetic timeline?
And Jacqueline, your daughter is here.
Yes, she is.
And
she's a sweet little girl. She sits in the audience.
And she was started the show up here with me, and she went back to the audience because somebody.
we put her out there so she could draw
gave
and
some
color.
Food.
That's right. She has snacks and a crayon pad. That's all she needs.
But we're going to be able to have fishing and just be able to sit by the lake and have a picnic or whatever. And that's going to be right by the barn.
As close as we
God
can get
willing, it. If they give me
Amen.
Oh, God,
help me. The goal for Morningside has never changed. We are still an end-times-focused facility. We want to make sure that people can come here during hard moments in the United States of America and that they can find food, they can find water, they can find a place where the Holy Spirit resides. Amen. And one thing I love about Morningside is if you've ever been here, then you absolutely know this. Holy Spirit lives and dwells and breathes in this facility. Yes, and I think that is primarily because when this was being built, what you did with every foundation was you put the Bible in it.
Yes.
You put the Word of God in it. You prayed over it. You interceded. You fasted. And you made sure that if you were structuring a building here in Blue Eye, Missouri, that the Holy Spirit was going before you.
Amen. You know, as you get older, you think more about heaven.
Amen.
And I had a dream. I don't know if I told you about it.
You did.
You did. What a beautiful dream.
About all night dream. Did you ever have an all night dream?
Mm-hmm.
Where the dream lasted all night long? And I was in heaven all night with Jesus, with, I don't know, it looked like a million people, but I don't know how many people there were. And they were having an all night sing. In heaven.
Singing. Just praising.
Wow.
I know that's hard to believe. And guess who was singing with him? Do you want me to tell him?
I think it's important, yeah.
Elvis was one of the singers.
Well, praise God.
He was so humble. He was singing away. He couldn't stop singing, but he was singing for Jesus.
Wow.
Amen.
I believe Elvis went to heaven. I believe Elvis was, you know, close to God all his life.
That's right.
But he really found God in his later years. And he's there.
And we spoke to a man directly that says that he knows for a fact at the end of Elvis's life he was evangelized to and that he had re-given his life back to the Lord shortly before passing away.
You're kidding.
So that confirms that. So we love that. I mean, we want every soul in available to go to heaven. We want heaven to be occupied and hell to be vacated. And that's what you saw in your dream.
Amen.
Well, there's so many people there. There was millions of people there.
Amen.
And they were having, I know you think all night sings are corny, but they're not. They're really cool. And up in heaven, it was very, very wonderful. And they were all singing, and we were having a time, and it lasted 3 days, Ricky.
In your dream, 3 days?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
They didn't need sleep.
Amen. That's right.
And so they were all singing, and guess who one of the singers was?
Tell us.
Did I? I don't know if I told you this before. Fast Domino.
Wow.
How many know Fast Domino?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All through you, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Blueberry Hill.
Before he went to be with the Lord, he really made a commitment to Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but that's a blessing.
And he was up there, too, and he was singing, I found my thrill on Calvary's Hill.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's where all of us can find our thrill, on Calvary Hill. And if you don't have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, there has never been a better moment than right now. You need to ensure that your salvation is secured, and it can only be secured through Jesus Christ. That is the only way to heaven. You know, Dad, we're seeing people say, hey, there are multiple ways to heaven, but that's just not true, is it?
No, it's one way is Jesus.
Amen. One way, and that's Jesus Christ.
That night that I had this dream, it was 3 days, actually, in the dream, but it was amazing.
Amen.
And I know this, that God wants me to still get people prepared.
Amen.
That's right.
For
yes.
heaven.
Amen.
And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to come back
Thank
to do.
Lord.
And I got my two boys.
That's right.
Are doing the show right now. And they're doing a good job, and they're anointed. I don't know if you know this, but Ricky went to, what college did you go to?
I went to Christ for the Nations Bible College in Dallas, Texas. It's where I met my wife.
He not only got a education. You got a wife.
That's right. Come on.
And now he's got three babies.
Three beautiful children. That's right.
Beautiful children.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And so we're going to go forward with Mondo and my son, Ricky.
That's right.
And they're going to guide this ship. I mean, Ricky's out already on the grounds, and he's getting things done. They just put the, what do they do to the parking lots?
We're getting everything restrapped. We're trying to make sure the facility is in tip-top shape because we want the people who move here to have the best amenities because we are still that Christian retreat in which you had originally planned. You know, the vision that Pastor Jim Baker had has never gone away. We still hold that. I told you this the other day. I said, you know, you have some big shoes to fill, so I don't even know if I'm going to even try to fill them, but what I'm going to do is continue to walk in your footsteps. Well, and he laid out the plan so clearly that we can't not.
Oral Roberts told me one time, he says, I'm not going under. Amen. I'm going over.
Amen.
Amen. And that's a word for you. Come on, that's a good word
and
for somebody listening.
And we're not going under, we're going
Amen.
Over.
That's right.
And
my boys,
Amen.
They're men of God. Believe it or not, Mondo's been with me longer than Ricky.
That's right. Mondo's been with you 26 years.
26 years.
26?
Can you believe
I'm only
that?
26 years old.
It was 25 before. Now it's 26.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, he was in my house when you came, and you came when you were 4 years old.
I was 4 years old. That's right. And Mondo seemed like, you know, an older man to me at that time. And now he seems
you
even older.
You better watch it, kid.
Now he seems even older.
You better watch it, kid.
We did a radio interview the other day where they said, they grouped us together. They said, us young folks over here and the old folks over there. Point at Mondo. I don't know why they were doing that. No, but Mondo has had so much wisdom, in helping guide this whole thing. But, Dad, what you've done is you have laid out the blueprint so well for the next generation. And that's what I love about you. You never thought, okay, hey, the buck stops here. No, you said, I need to write the vision and make it plain so that when we run, we will not faint from it. So I want to thank you for doing that, for taking the time and writing the vision and the blueprint.
Well, plain. I just want to thank the people for praying for me.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
And thank all the people for standing with us.
Amen.
And our goal, you know what our crazy goal is? Our goal is to be debt-free this year. Jesus.
This year, and we
yes,
will be.
Lord. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we will be.
We're making that plan. Yes. And listen, things are moving forward. And with your help, we're accomplishing what you just said right now. Being debt-free to be able to... Listen, there are things coming that are going to shock the church. There was a warning with David Wilkerson telling the church. This is in 1973, Dad. David Wilkerson said, make sure that your ministries, your churches are debt-free because there will come a day that the government will hold it against you if you're not debt-free.
That's
the enemy has done everything in its power to hold this ministry down. And when they wrote us off, they gave us 2 weeks a few years ago, but you came through. Your partners, your friends came through.
I wonder how many people believe we can be debt-free this year.
I do.
Amen.
Come on.
Raise your hand if you believe.
I think that's everyone out there. Thank praise God.
You believe? You have belief?
Praise God.
You got faith?
Thank
good.
Jesus.
We have faith.
I need help.
Amen.
And this is going to be an amazing year.
Yeah. Thank you, yes,
Jesus.
It is.
And Mark Bilt has written a book about America at War 2024. To 2026.
Mm. Wow.
He believes we're going to be at war.
Yes.
Mm. I'll tell you, I've never seen people, our enemies, and all, pushing for war.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I came back because I had to warn you that the end is near. I mean, it's a perilous time. And my problems, I'm an old man, and I know I'm old, and I'm almost 90, and...
84, but you're close.
That's near 90 for me.
That's close, right.
But the great thing is, all I want to do really is go to heaven, but I want to build this place so many of my friends and you people will come here and seek the Lord.
Amen.
And be ready to meet him.
Amen. You're absolutely right. And, you know, as I'm watching, you know, this book here, I'm watching Iran declaring revenge against Israel for what happened just a few hours ago, striking Syria. Mark, I got to ask you this. Pastor Mark Bills is still with us. Do you believe that chaos is coming by the end of this year due to all the factors that are coming together?
Absolutely, Mondo. One of the things we know, this coming election is going to cause a lot of chaos between those who are Republican versus those who are Democrat. We're expecting massive chaos. But not only will there be political chaos, we're going to have religious chaos between those who are pro-Israel and those who are pro-Palestinian. We're also going to see massive chaos between those immigrants and the illegal immigrants against the citizens. I believe that is coming to a boiling point. Then we also, I believe, could have racial chaos between the Black Lives Matter, the white supremacists, and the like. But then on top of that, we are at our weakest point militarily than we've ever been. And I believe with all of the illegal immigrants who they've allowed in, many are terrorists. And I really believe by the end of this year, we're going to see suicide bombings in the United States. There'll be people blowing themselves up at gas stations, at grocery stores, on bridges. Can you imagine the chaos that will take? And then all this turmoil inside right during the election when we have no leader, we may not even have an election. I believe there's a good chance China will attack Taiwan, North Korea attack South Korea, Iran, Hezbollah attack Israel, and there's nothing we can do about it. There will be nothing the United States militarily can do.
Wow, nothing they can do militarily, Mondo.
When did this book come out? Can we get it now? This
book? It just came out. You are the first one to promote it.
Oh, my God.
Praise God. Come
this
on.
This is the book, America at War, 2024. 2026. I want you to have this book.
Yeah, well, they can, of course, go to Mark Belt's website.
Yes.
And so we are working with Pastor Mark Belt's to bring it here to the Jim Baker Show. But we want you to support this book. This is his brand new book. And he goes into depth on the solar eclipse, which we're going to jump into that topic. Many are wondering, what are these signs? What do the eclipses really mean? And how important are they? And you dive into that directly in your book, America at War 2024 through 2026, The Sons of Light and versus the Sons of Darkness.
And you have to love that subtitle, Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. And, you know, soon here we have seen many, many episodes of darkness across the United States of America and the world. So, Pastor, I want to ask you this question. How important are eclipses really?
They are so vital because when you understand from a biblical perspective, in Genesis 1:14, God said he created the sun and the moon. Number one reason was not light or heat. It was for signs. Well, an eclipse is the only sign that the sun and the moon can give. And the nice thing, no false prophet can manipulate it. And it's understood by every nation, language, and tongue. The problem is Christianity has always been on an only solar calendar, the same one Iran is on. Or you have the Islamic calendar that's totally based on the moon. So our choice has been a lunar or a solar, but the biblical is both. The moon controls the month, the sun controls the year, and when they come together, you get an eclipse. But the key is when they fall. Not every eclipse is important. Like I said, NASA said there's been 12,000 solar, 12,000 lunar over the last 5,000 years. But you know it's not a coincidence. You know it's God when they fall at certain times and where they go through.
You know, we have a lot of partners asked. We hear the term Shemitah and Jubilee quite a bit. But what is it meant by Shemitah and Jubilee cycles?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. In Leviticus, it talks about just like you have the 7 days of the week, 6 days you work, and the seventh day is a Sabbath. In Israel, they also had 6 years of a week of 7 years, and the seventh year was to be an economic reset. Okay, the debts would be canceled. And this is where we got our seven-year bankruptcy law from. It's the same concept. So the Shemitah cycle is 7 years, and the Shemitah year is the seventh year where the land had to rest. They couldn't work the land, and there was an economic reset. Then you take 7 times 7, which is 49. The following year was the year of Jubilee, where not only was there an economic reset, the land got a rest, but the land was always leased. It was never sold. And so everyone would get their land back as well. Now, what's so unbelievable, people don't realize it, but I think this is the first time in history, in the back of this book, I listed the last 6,000 years. I put in every Shemitah year, every Jubilee year, over the last 6,000 years. And this way, you know when they are. I mean, some people come out with when they think the year of Jubilee is, and they're completely wrong mathematically. Some people think 1917, 1967, you know, 2017 were Jubilee years. It's impossible. The way you know a Shemitah year is if the Hebrew year is divisible by 7. It's that simple. And the way you know a Jubilee year is if that Hebrew year is also divisible by 49, you know the next year is a Jubilee year. And what's amazing when you do that, all the biblical things really come alive because you see when they happened, and you can also determine when the tribulation could begin.
When the tribulation begin, which is a vital thing that we have been studying for decades now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Tell us about other upcoming eclipses.
Oh, Jim, that is so incredible. Because after this eclipse, over the next 2 years, which is why I put 2024, 2026, there are going to be solar and lunar eclipses on specific days of the biblical calendar that are mind-blowing. Now, you remember the blood moons of 2014, 2015 that I wrote about clear back in 2008. We're talking 16 years ago. I discovered exactly what they were for, and this is going to be mind-blowing. In 1967 is the last time there were 4 blood moons before this other one. Well, not only was it the six-day war, it was exactly 7 years before the Yom Kippur War. Now, 1973, the Yom Kippur that year was the very first day of the year of Jubilee. You can only proclaim the year of Jubilee on Yom Kippur. And so the 67, 68 blood moons was not only a war that year, but it was warning that the very first day of the Jubilee cycle, there would be a war. Then in 2014, 2015, the 4 blood moons was a 7-year warning on the very last day of that 50-year Jubilee cycle, there was the October 7th war. So here we have a Jubilee from 73 to 23, bookended, the first day is a war and the last day is a war. And the blood moons always symbolize war and Israel. And look at when it happened.
Wow. Wow. I gotta stay on this theme because I really believe that the signs that the sun and the moon are giving right now is so critical. You and I have studied this for the last 26 years. Yes. You wrote a book, Prosperity in the Coming Apocalypse, where you warn people.
Yes.
26 years ago, the church did not want to hear this. Yet today, everybody wants to know. Pastor Mark, I got to ask you this question that is coming just hot off the press. What happened the last time 2 eclipses form a giant X over the New Madrid fault zone? Can you answer that?
Well, here in 2017, we had the total solar eclipse that goes east to west, or west to east. And now you have this one going from south to north that intersects right in the area of the New Madrid fault zone. But it's also that eclipse that is happening. This is what is mind-blowing. This eclipse, April 8th, is on the biblical calendar the first day of Nisan. That is the very same day as the original plagues of darkness happened in Egypt 3,500 years ago. Very same day. It's also the same day that Moses' tabernacle was inaugurated and the glory fell. That's Nisan 1. So the fact that is happening in an area of southern Illinois known as Little Egypt. They even have a university there whose logo is a pyramid and the god Horus. There are several Egyptian city names all around there, like Goshen and Cairo and Thebes and Karnak. They even have an Egyptian health museum or hospital, mental health hospital or something. But to me, to have it cross there and then also in Texas, the one that happened a week after Hamas invaded, is happening in an area of southern Texas known as the Texas Triangle, the number one human trafficking, sex trafficking spot in the entire United States. And this is happening, and within the Texas Triangle is a city called Jonah and a city called Nineveh.
This is incredible.
I mean, God speaks through the heavens.
That's right. Amen.
And you know what's wild? Just a few days ago, they released the story of Moses on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in coincidence. Listen, I've lived long enough to understand that when God speaks, he's using everything possible to talk to the church. There's a reason this eclipsed our name a certain way. Listen, get ready. We have warned you. If you don't have your generator, if you don't have your food, listen, the world's telling everybody to get ready with everything possible. Yes. Why is it wrong for the church to remind you to get ready?
Yes, amen.
If you haven't ordered your food, if you haven't ordered your generators, get your house in order. There's a shaking coming. You have heard Pastor Mark Biltz warn you. And listen, if you don't have this DVD set, order it. You have to know where we are according to the book of Revelation, according to Matthew 24. We are screaming an alarm. There's an alarm being set off.
Right.
I don't know how much more, Pastor Mark Biltz, does the people need in order to understand that we are living in a very prophetic timeline.
Mark, was a great American eclipse warning from God?
Absolutely. The one in 2017, and this one is the biggest warning from God you've ever heard. And another proof of that, to me, is you heard about the big ship that took down the bridge, right?
Yes. Of course it did.
Yes.
That's right.
Do you know, right before that happened, the United States betrayed Israel by abstaining on the crucial UN Security Council vote about a ceasefire in Gaza.
Right.
Immediately after that, within hours later, this ship knocked down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That is where our national anthem came from, the Star Spangled Banner. It's like God is saying, you betray Israel, America, you're going down.
That's right. Wow. And we've seen that theme. Eye for Eye was a book by William Koenig. And it is vital for the church to realize that if we poke the eye of Israel church, we here in America need to expect the repercussion of being poked back. And Mondo, we are seeing that. It's no coincidence.
Things are accelerating. Everybody's trying to make sense of what's happening in the world. Yet we have learned every time they want to touch Israel, no matter what nation it is,
yes,
God is going to get even with the nations that want to touch Israel.
And two major bridges collapsed within probably a week.
You're absolutely right.
That's right. And it's the strangest coincidence because it has been so long since we have seen a ship run into a bridge and collapse it, yet we have these coincidences, Mondo, as they're calling it, happening across the United States right now. I don't think it is a coincidence. Why? Because you don't see two of very similar acts happen back to back like that.
You know, Pastor Mark, I want to stay in this vein. Let's talk about Israel. What would happen if America continues to put the pressure to create a two-state solution? What can we be watching for right now?
Total devastation. If you look at the scriptures in Joel 3:2, God said he's going to plead with every nation who's trying to divide the land of Israel. But the biggest one is in Zechariah 1. It's when the red horse of Revelation rides. And in Zechariah 1, Zechariah gets a vision of these four horns on an altar whose sole purpose is to divide the land of Israel. And then he sees these four messengers who come with saws, and they're sawing down the four horns. And God says to Zechariah, these messengers have come to terrorize those who want to divide the land of Israel. I believe those four symbolically are the quartet who in 2001 was their sole purpose to divide the land of Israel. That's the EU, the UN, the US, and Russia. And we're going to see terrorism like you've never seen before coming to the United States because of our push for this two-state solution.
Wow. Wow.
America's gearing up for terrorism. We've opened our borders wider than they've ever been opened before. And America is in terrible shape. And we are mocking God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
We need to turn to God.
Yes, Jesus.
Before it's too late.
Thank you.
And, you know, there's so much anti-Semitism in our education system. What do you think this is caused by, Mark?
I can tell you exactly what it is caused by. It's called the Nation of Qatar. Qatar has given billions and billions of dollars to our universities to control what the kids are being taught. It's gone down into the high schools. It's gone down into the grade school. The whole problem is Qatar is not an honest broker. They house the Hamas leader, the terrorists. And they're the ones who are controlling the funding to Hamas. So the whole problem with our education system is the fact that we've allowed billions of dollars from these Muslim countries promoting terrorism to go into our universities, which is why you see these universities having all these problems on the college campuses with anti-Semitism.
Yes.
It's because they're funded by them.
Wow.
They are funded
by
them.
Wow, you're putting all the pieces together.
Yes, wow.
You know, if I wasn't a preacher, I'd swear right now. But you're scaring the lot out of me.
Yeah.
The daylights.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to say.
Daylights. That's it. My son keeps me clean. But anyhow, I've never heard any preacher hit the marks.
That's right.
Like Mark Mills.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
No, you're absolutely, Pastor Mark. There's two experts that I trust, and one of them is saying we are just one step away from an apocalyptic war in the Middle East. But yet we are also, we're at the tipping point of a war in America in so many fronts. We are watching chaos hit America in so many fronts, economically, culturally. And when I hear of this, the coming electricity crisis, there are crises brewing
yes.
every single day. Yet America is losing its sight on trying to keep God. Listen, on the very holy day that Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this president declares Transgenderism Day.
That's right. Transgender Visibility Day.
Wow.
Listen, what is going on?
By design, too. That's not an accident.
Sick.
364 other days they could have picked from, and this is the one they decided, hey, we're going to land this right here. I do not think it is coincidence.
We don't respect God.
That's right.
We don't respect God. People, we're in trouble.
Yes, we are.
It's time to turn to God.
Amen.
Amen.
We need the fear of the Lord back in the church, and I've been preaching that message. It's not an easy message to preach, but brothers and sisters, the fear of the Lord must be brought back into the church. That is a holy fear. That is a reverent fear. That is not one where you tremble and hide. You say, God, oh God, let us come back to being that pure bride that you are ready to come back for. Mark, we want to thank you because you have been one of those pivotal pieces to making sure that people are able to see the signs of the heaven and be able to properly dissect them. Now, this is a question with only 7 minutes left in the broadcast. How close are we to the tribulation?
Well, how many of you believe that the prophet Daniel was Jewish? I think everyone would agree that the prophet Daniel was Jewish.
Yes, of course.
the whole reason he went into captivity with all the other Jews, according to the book of Jeremiah, which I wrote a book, Decoding the Prophet Jeremiah, which is incredible. But the whole reason they went in there was because they'd never kept the Shemitah cycle. They weren't honoring the seventh year of letting the land rest, setting people debt free, and they hadn't done it for 490 years. So God told Israel, I'm going to let the land rest for 70 years, because 70 times 7 is 490. That's why the Babylonian captivity was 70 years. Now, most of you know from Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks, we have 1 week left of 7 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. That is correct.
But guess what? It's not any seven-year time frame. It's a Shemitah week. He didn't have a Gregorian calendar. They only knew the Shemitah cycle, which means if there's 1 week left, it's a Shemitah week. So the tribulation has to begin the first year of a Shemitah cycle. It can't begin any day. It can't begin any year. You need to know the Shemitah cycle because it's one Shemitah week that is left of 7 years.
He lays this down so simple so how, to understand.
How close are we to the tribulation then?
Well, here's the thing. If you understand it can only begin in a Shemitah cycle, the next Shemitah cycle begins Rosh Hashanah or September, October of 2029. If it doesn't happen, then we have 7 more years before the tribulation begins. So the next opportunity to see is like at the same time as the Economic Forum, the 2030, you know, whole concept. But the next time the Shemitah cycle begins is going to be the fall of 2029, about the same time as Apophis and all these other things crazy that are going on.
You know, this is so amazing because when you...
You're startling me.
Yes.
Me too.
I mean, you people better be ready.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
I felt we're at the very end times.
Yeah.
I came out of bed. I've been in bed for
almost 3 months. Yeah.
And I came out of bed to come to this show today.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I believe we're so close to the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
And I believe we need to get close to God.
Amen. Wow.
Stay close to God.
Wow.
That's why we built Morningside, is to be a place where people would come in the last days and worship together and build a home and just have a time of peace, because it's going to be troubled times.
Yeah.
Is that right, Mark?
Absolutely troubling times, especially economically. I believe our economy is going to be crashing by the end of this year. The reason I say that, and I'll say it quickly, I know we're almost out of time. Most people don't know the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion, except for adding a zero.
Yes.
A million seconds is only 12 days. A billion seconds is 32 years, and a trillion seconds is 32,000 years. That's 1 trillion seconds, 32,000 years, and we're $34 trillion in debt.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Listen, this...
Are you trying to scare us, Mark?
Back into Jesus, that's right.
Oh, man.
You know, this is vital, Mondo. This message, he didn't just start preaching this message yesterday.
No.
No, this has been a man on the forefront. And Pastor Mark Bills, we want to thank you for bringing this message uncensored to us and to our audience every single time. You're a blessing. You know, Marcia, we have this Antichrist New Revelations DVD. This is 4 DVDs, and this is powerful
information. That's right. It's available right now by going to our website, jimbakershow.com. It's a $25 donation to the ministry that includes shipping and handling. Remember, you can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Let them know you want to order one of the DVDs, or better yet, we have our friends and family offer, and that's 3 of the DVD sets for a $50 love gift, so you'll receive one as a free bonus to send out to your loved ones as well. Call and support the ministry. This is a way that we are supported to continue to bring amazing prophetic voices to hear and see the times that we're living in. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588, to place your order.
One last question, okay? Mark, if our economy crashes, will this bring in the beast system that the Bible has long prophesied? You've told us so much, but I just want to leave the people with, it's very close. Yes. We need to get ready.
Yes, it is.
I think it's extremely close, and this is going to be the time, the last time of wars and rumors of war. And so people need to get everything they need that you have. They need to go to the Jim Baker website, and they need to stock up, because I'm telling you, and this is for real, that our time is extremely short. They better be prepared. And with what you have been offering for so long, they really need to get as many things as they can from you.
That's right. You know, you can go to jimbakershow.com or give us a call at 1-888-988-1588.
And, you know, Ricky, we just signed on a new food company.
That's right.
And it is
the best tasting food you'll ever have. I can guarantee it. When it comes to this world.
And I believe their prices are lower.
Yes,
and
they
they're amazing people.
Well, we've partnered with a spirit-filled couple,
yes,
who want to ensure that the church is ready for anything.
Yes.
And that is why we love New Manna.
Yes.
You can go to jimbakershow.com, click that Shop Our Affiliates link, and go see everything that New Manna has to offer. But like Pastor Mark Biltz was saying, ensure that you and your family are completely prepared. You can go and look at our Seychelles affiliate page. They have water filtration systems that'll take care of that. Our New Manna will take care of our food. We have Grid Down Chow Down. There are new vendors, a sweet pair of brothers out of Oklahoma who do freeze-dried beef, real beef. You know, variety is important in all of this. It is important for you to make sure that your family is prepared.
Yeah.
Because if not today, then when? When the event happens, it is too late to pick up the phone and call.
Amen.
When the event happens, it's too late to go to jimbakershow.com and look at all the different affiliate sites. We want to make sure that you and your family are prepared today. Spiritually, first and foremost, make sure you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but physically, because we are practical human beings as well.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm not going to be back every day. I'm going to try to be back soon.
Yes.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I love being with you. But I want you to prepare.
Yes.
Be prepared. Jesus is coming really soon.
We believe that.
Really, really soon.
Amen.
God loves you. He really does.
Oh.
Bye-bye for today.
Experience the wealth of knowledge from the Ready Now Expo right from the comfort of your home. Visit our website, ReadyNowExpo.com, now to gain access to exclusive seminars, workshops, teachings, and the roundtable discussions from The Jim Baker Show. Register today at ReadyNowExpo.com and unlock unlimited access to our exclusive content. Our mission is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every person. We want to thank you for standing with us and your support. To see more content like this, go to watchjimbakershow.com. Remember, like my dad always says, God loves you. He really does.